I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for Cam Newton, who is brought to you this week by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros. Also by Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing. And by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, and by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Cam Newton, how you doing?
How you guys doing? Doing good.
Not the outcome that you wanted yesterday?
No, sir.
What was the mood of the team like on that flight home?
I was asleep. I wanted it to be a nightmare so bad, and I just wake up and we was leading. But you know, I think Texas was a perfect nation of a team with bad record, and I've been on record to describe us as that same way. But at the same time, you know, each week is a different challenge. And you know, Deshaun had a hell of a game, and you know, Coach harped on that all week. Defensively, you know, they presented challenges to us that another team did not. And you know, at times we moved the ball offensively, but we weren't consistent enough. And I'm speaking more or less to myself. And you know, we just got to keep taking these opportunities week by week to get better. And I think we will.
We were talking earlier that it seemed like you went away from the run in the second half. Was that the game plan, or was that being down?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I just think, you know, for me to get the play from Josh and, you know, how he wants to dig defense or how he attacks, it's up to us as an offense how we need to attack. And, you know, for us, the remedy has been what it was these last couple of weeks. But at the same time, if it calls for a different way of attack, then it's our job to execute. We had success, some success, but we just wasn't consistent enough. And, you know, like I said, we learn from it and be better from it.
Cam, how do you guys bounce back from a tough loss like that, especially knowing that every single game, you know, moving forward is critical to ultimately accomplishing your number one goal, which is probably making the playoffs?
Correct. You know, there's no slogan, no word. There's nothing outside of for us to just, we have to do it for ourselves, you know. And I think everybody in that locker room understands that. And I wouldn't dare put us to say, well, we went out. You know, we're just going to take one week at a time and, you know, win the game as it needs to be won. So, you know, for us, whether that's throwing the football, whether that's passing the football, running the football, whether that's stopping them on defense, it just doesn't matter. You know, we just have to get the job done.
Do you feel comfortable in this offense at this point?
I would say so. I think every day for me is another opportunity for me to get better. You know, do I know everything in this offense? No, I do not. But I'm striving to do that. And, you know, whether it's from watching film to taking notes to asking the proper questions, you know, that's my job to do. And you know, I feel as if I'm more in control than I have been. I can't say that.
Cam, another notice is that you're starting to build a great relationship, obviously, with Jacoby Myers. Had another great relationship with Damaire Byrd. How important is that for you, you know, especially in the passing game moving forward, to make sure that you're not having multiple players that can make plays in the passing game?
Well, you know, Byrd made some plays yesterday. I mean, it was evident that, you know, he was the main guy, and every time I went to him, you know, he didn't disappoint. You know, so the moment wasn't too big for him. Needless to say, of what people may, you know, question at that receiver position, you know, I've said it before, we have the answers in that locker room. We just got to make sure that we continually, you know, take opportunities to get better, trust each other, knowing, you know, what each other's, you know, thinking and theory behind certain things is, and that's what we have.
Cam, were you able to talk to Rex after the game?
Yeah, it's just devastating. It's just devastating, man. And you know, I just know so how hard he works, and I know, you know, he's such a great guy, you know, above all. And I know a lot of times as fans or people who follow the game from afar, you don't necessarily get the in-depth, you know, relationships with the person, you know, outside of what he may post on Instagram or what he may post on social media, what you may see on TV. But, you know, Rex is one of the guys that, you know, you kind of question or scratch your head, like, how does something like this happen to him? You know, he brings his lunch pail to work every single day, you know, extremely low maintenance, and all he wants to do is just win. And when you got teammates like that on your team, you know, it's just devastating, like I said, just to see something like that happen to him.
And speaking of injuries, how much did that Isaiah Wynn injury hurt you guys at the end of that game?
I would say, you know, I mean, it is what it is. It's easy to look back at something outside of for it to be in the moment, you know, but at the same time, you know, it was just communication. And yet through it all, I still had confidence in, you know, the people who were out there at that time. And you know, there's nothing else to be said besides, you know, got to get better. And that's all we have to do.
Do you, Cam, I don't know if you've had a chance to think about it yet, but do you have interest in being a Patriot in 2021?
Man, I have interest in winning the Arizona Cardinals game. How about mm-hmm. that? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things that I mean, I don't want to even harp or dwell or even think. I think my as the Bible says, my runneth over it, you know, with just trying to focus on, you know, the near future rather than the far future.
Cam, one of the things that I've noticed with this team, and I give you guys some credit, it definitely looks like you guys got that dog in you. But when do you get to the point and go, you know what, we got to go out there and we got to stop putting these wins together in the sense of knowing what is at stake here?
Well, I mean, it's easy. It's easier said than done. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And, you know, we got guys on this team that have been a part of Super Bowls. We got guys on this team that has been a part of successful seasons. And we have guys on this team that, you know, knows how to win. So it's not like we're just going out there just saying, okay, we're just going to lose this one. And, you know, that has to go into people's mentality, you know. So, you know, we want to win just as much, if not more, than anybody who follows us. Trust and believe. Sometimes it's just, you know, lacklusterly said that, you know, well, do you not know how important this game is? Yes, we do know how important each game is from this point moving forward. But at the same time, you know, you just have to take the proper steps, and, you know, you have to understand and realize that, you know, those guys that you're playing, they get paid to stop you too. So, you know, it just really comes down to execution. It really just comes down to, you know, how you go about each and every play and trying to play mistake free, but at the same time, being aggressively in that manner.
I think I asked you last week about J.J. Watt, and you didn't really want to talk about it. He certainly was a factor for you yesterday when it came to you throwing the ball.
Yeah, he was. You know, it's just frustrating at times because, I mean, you know he's there. but you know, you cannot allow one play your decision making and your thinking. So, you know, for me, I just got to still go through my reads. I still got to throw the football. You know, I'm not just going to go to the sideline and tell coach, hey, he asked me, well, why didn't you throw it? Well, J.J. Watt was on the right side, so I didn't throw it to the right. You know, you can't play like that, you know. So, you know, he made a lot of plays, and that's another example of, you know, they get paid too. You know, they watch film too. They have great players on their team too. So what do you do? You just have to execute just a little bit better than they do. And you know, he definitely was a factor in that game, and he definitely took away some opportunities for us to convert, you know, some first and second down conversions and even third downs. And, you know, his play, you know, stood out.
One of the things that you talked about, you know, a while back is that, you know, your decision making and that having to be better. That it seems looks like that it's been trending upwards, you know, here for the past several weeks. What that you've been doing to work on that, focus on that, so every time you step on the field, you're putting yourself in this team in a position where, you know, you can have opportunities to win the football game.
Well, it's just a conscious thought. You know, anytime you have the ball in your hands, whether that's protecting the football while running or just protecting the football in the pocket. And, you know, that's something that I've been harping myself on. And yet through it all, you know, for us not to turn the ball over is always a key to victory. But for us to come up short yesterday, you know, it just comes down to execution.
Cam, we talk about food constantly on this show, so I'm curious, with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, A, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And B, being a vegan, what are your favorite selections for a Thanksgiving meal?
There will be some alternative meals for sure. And my children, family will be coming up here, so I'm excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah, so everything that you probably have for your Thanksgiving, I could still do it, you know, mm-hmm. outside of like turkey. You know, I don't think, you know, people in the vegan industry has kind of, they've tried it, but it's not so much.
Yeah, I mean, that you're yeah. not, I hope you're not having that tofurkey thing, because that's ridiculous.
No.
It's a turkey log,
but,
Greg.
You know, you got stuffing. You got collard greens. Mm. You know, my family's kind of geeky when it comes to, you know, having rice with everything. And my family does a great red rice with, like, sausage, but you can kind of, you know, transfer that with either Beyond or Impossible Meat. So mac and cheese, well, find a way to do that, too.
Mm-hmm. So. Nice.
Well, you should get the recipe from Mrs. Wiggins.
The black mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Vegan black mac.
Yeah, my wife does an amazing cheese. She puts her in it. So when I told Greg and Danielle, Danielle, you might have known about sugar and mac and cheese. They were a little bit baffled.
It's not up my alley.
Yeah, it's a Southern thing. Mm-hmm. She's from the South, so it's a Southern thing.
You'd be surprised, man, though, you know, how certain people's small little distinct ingredients to certain things kind of makes it pop even more. You know, especially, you know, when you talk about South and North and East and West foods traditions, you know, you talk about, are you a grits person in the morning? Do you eat oatmeal? Is it cream of wheat? You know, mm-hmm. and is breakfast even important, you know, on this side of the earth? And, you know, being from the South, I mean, you've had it all, you know, from brunches to breakfast to lunches to heavy dinners. On top of that, with dessert, the bread puddings, the red velvets, the banana puddings, you know, it's easy to come up 10 pounds overweight, you know, after a dinner at Boogie's household. So.
So look ahead, if you can, to Sunday, Cam, and to this Arizona team and what you need to do.
Man, listen, it's just – the opponent change, the way of winning does not change. You know, protecting the football, trying to be as physical as possible on the offensive side, controlling the line of scrimmage, having a turnover-free game, and just consistently playing a sequence of great football from offense, defense, and special teams. And I think we did that some yesterday, but it didn't show up enough. And yet, you know, we just got to find ways to will ourselves and will ways to win the football game.
one of the things that we do here as fans of this is that, you know, I guess there's like two sides of the street. There's a side that is very optimistic, like myself, thinking that, you know, there's a chance you guys could go 6-0 through the remainder of the season. And then there's the other side, like Curtis, who thinks that, you know, you'd be lucky to get three
mega
wins.
Mind. Mega
yeah,
mind.
Mega mind. What do you try to do
the
as far
was
as
a hit in the house, by the way? Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. See, it's a hit. All right. Yeah.
It's a huge hit. But what do you try to do in that locker room? Because, you know, we're fans, so we look at it differently, but do you try to stay as optimistic as possible, knowing that, hey, this window hasn't shut?
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, and, you know, there will be talks and there will be whispers, there will be things that would be said throughout the week. But, yeah, through it all, man, we just got to take one week at a time. And, you know, if we do that, we'll be fine. If we focus on trying to end every week 1-0, I think that's the – and we're going to 1-0, we have to put the proper work in and having great practices and great execution in practice so that it transfers to, you know, in-game success.
Did you feel like this team had the same kind of week of practice that you had before the Baltimore game?
Of course, yes. I mean, we've been having great practices. We've been, but at the same time, you have to understand, you know, this is the NFL, you know, aka any given Sunday, you know, you can get knocked off, and you know, when you see teams have success, you know, like other teams have success, you know, and for us to be in the position that we're in. You know, we just have to be a little bit better, and got to have a situational football where, you know, our best is needed. And, you know, it doesn't matter what the score may be. It doesn't matter how, you know, we get the job done. It just needs to get done.
And did you feel like that there was that same urgency was the week before?
You're asking me this because, yes, I do. You know, there's nothing at this particular point in time where I could just say, you know, no, we didn't have the urgency that we did have. But, you know, while playing the game, you play the game as it's being played and you try to make the adjustments as need be. You know, I think at times, did we have a great tempo? Did we have great urgency? Did we play complementary football? Yes, we did. Did we do it enough? No, we did not. And I think that was the difference in winning and losing. You know, the team who's most consistent and, you know, getting those things done, protecting the football, playing complementary football, offense playing off the defense playing off the offense, and, you know, special teams is doing a great job with controlling the field position. You know, those are all keys to victory. Those are all measurables that when you add it up or when you go back and say, do these things right first, you know, that's what comes down to winning football. So, you know, did we do it yesterday? Yes. But like I said, did we do it enough consistently? No, we didn't. And that's what we just have to get better at.
Quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health with offices in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire. Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men, northeastmenshealth.com. And Texter wants a little bit of clarification when it comes to the shorts. They were wondering, was that purple and yellow or purple and green?
Purple and green.
Purple and green. Okay.
Purple and green. And the reason for it is, look, we all know being a professional athlete, you have means to, you know, go to a store and get pretty much whatever you want, right? That's not fact. If a person with a Gucci hat, Gucci shirt, Gucci socks, Gucci shoes. Like, that's not fashion. You know, anybody can just say, oh, man, that's cool. Let me get that Louis Vuitton bag and the same Louis Vuitton bag that everybody pretty much has. You know, I want to get it. Or let me wear the same J's that everybody else has and let me put it on a red outfit rather than a green. That's not fashion. For me, it's just looking at something and saying, man, how can I really – you know, bring it out or bring it to life and whatever my vision is. So that's something that, you know, I really enjoy. And for it to be shorts, suspenders, bow tie, you know, overcoat or over, you know, sweater, those are just little things that I don't want to look like nobody else. And I think I've made myself perfectly clear that I don't want to look like nobody else. I want to be uniquely me. because for that person who sees me, I want them to say, like, man, he's different, not always. You know, different is good. You know, being your own self is good. I don't want to be like nobody else. You know, I want to promote, you know, being yourself, being uniquely you. And I think if we have more people thinking like that, this world would be in a better place rather than trying to be like somebody else and for all the wrong reasons when they don't even know how they managed to obtain those certain things. So
I liked it yesterday. It looked to me like you just finished surveying the Oregon Trail or something like that.
It's mining for gold.
I'm leader of like some Boy Scouts or whatever. Right? I could start a forest, start a fire with two rocks.
Oh my
God. You got your own swag, man. Sticks. That's all it is.
Wait a minute. You're not starting it. You don't start a fire with rocks. You start it with sticks. You rub the sticks together.
You get the spark from the rocks. No. You chip them.
You got to get the spark from the rocks. What are we doing?
Greg's not a big camping guy.
You don't watch Game of Thrones? You don't watch Vikings?
Oh, I enjoy all this. I didn't like the way Game of Thrones ended. Were you happy? Neither. Were you happy with the finale, or were you disappointed with it?
Me doing my research, and that last season, each episode was $15 million an episode. I figured. I said, man. If you gave me $15 million to do an episode, it would have had a little bit more depth into it than what it did. It was just so. But when you think about a great show for as long as it has been, it's no good way to end it, you know. And I think a lot of people were upset about it, but yet through it all, it was such an unbelievable show and had so much depthness to it that, you know, a lot of people appreciate it. I still do appreciate it, including myself.
What do you consider the all-time best television program all time?
Oh my goodness! Well, it's different shows, though. You can't. That's just like saying who
drama,
has the best
like drama, of all drama, time. Like drama. Like I say, Breaking Bad. I say, oh, you and I agree, Breaking Bad.
Wow,
all-time the best.
Yeah, that was good. That was a really good show. You know. When you it starts off slow because it's not one of those shows that has music to kind of back it up, you know, with the feel of, you know, when Jesse was going into like the meth house or the meth lab and he was looking and then all of a sudden no music backed it up like Game of Thrones when Arya Stark, you know, walked into a chamber or, you know, was faced with the faceless god or whatever, you know. So, you know, if you can get past that, then it'd be good.
Speaking of television, I liked the Downy commercial yesterday. That wasn't bad.
It was okay. I mean, this COVID thing is found different ways to get certain things done. So it was all right.
All right, Cam. Well, listen. Best wishes for Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again next week. Hang in there and get back at it.
Looking forward to it, man. You guys have an unbelievable week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families all over. And Ace Boogie signing off. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Cam. All right.
Later.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.